no manual for moms. You wing it. Sometimes you succeed. Sometimes you fail. So tell me your name and all about your mom fail.
Hi, my name is Allison. I'm from Sun Prairie. And I shouldn't have given my son candy.
Oh. Uh-oh. Go on.
Okay, here we go. So we were on a road trip. We needed to get out of the house, and it was a total about 5 hours long. So we were heading out for quite a ride. And we planned it, we thought, perfectly, to leave at nap time so my 1.5-year-old would sleep for most of the way. Mm-hmm. But as 1.5-year-olds do, he had a different plan. So I'm in the car with my husband and my 4-year-old son, and the baby just will not settle and won't stop crying. And we put on a favorite CD. I mean, we are blasting Old MacDonald and... singing at the top of our lungs, nothing is working. And then, you know, everybody's getting really worked up. And then I remembered I had a couple of suckers in my purse, and to sort of appease the 4-year-old, I had given the 4-year-old one, and then the 1-year-old just wouldn't have it that he wasn't allowed to have one. So I gave him one, and then he was holding on to the other one because he wanted two, and I just couldn't negotiate with him at all anymore. And he ate them for a little while, and then he was asleep. We were all just cruising right along.
Yes.
And must have been there for a few hours. I didn't realize that he had gotten the sucker stuck in his hair.
Oh.
So we'd gotten to our lunch stop, and I was trying to get them out of his hair just quietly without him noticing, and then he started screaming again, so I had to cut his hair.
Oh, no!
Now it looks like his brother gave him a haircut. The poor thing.
Welcome to the club, Allison. Together we proudly fail every single day.
Thank you.
Mom,